Audio 2.4. Discharge, termination of contract. Discharge means that the parties are free from their contractual obligations and the contract comes to an end. The discharge of a contract can be achieved in four ways. By performance, both parties carry out the obligations under the contract. By agreement, both parties agree to vary it and a new contract is formed. By breach of contract, one party refuses to carry out his obligations under the contract. By frustration, the obligations under the contract become impossible to carry out through no fault of either party, i.e. as a result of an event outside the party's control. Remedies for breach of contract. Where a breach of contract arises, the most usual remedy is that of damages, which aims to put the claimant in their anticipated post-contractual position, that is, to compensate the aggrieved party for any loss suffered by the breach. A claim for damages may take two forms. Liquidated damages. The parties have specified already in advance in the contract itself the amount of damages to be paid. Unliquidated damages. If there is no such agreement, the court will assess the loss and fix the amount of damages to be paid by the parties. Depending on the facts of the case, other remedies include quantum merit, Latin for as much as he deserves. It arises when a contract has not been fully performed, but some work has been done under the contract and the claimant asks for payment with regard to that work. Injunction. This is a court order to stop someone breaching a term of the contract. And specific performance. This is a court order asking a party to perform his obligations under the contract.